My next guest is the chairman of Royal Queensland Bush Children's Health Scheme, a.k.a. Bush Kids to you and I, and he's been on the committee for over two decades now. He's been chairman for the last 7 years, running the whole show. He's a medical practitioner with a keen interest in children's health issues. He also holds a master's degree in law, which gives him a further interest in all of the above. Dr. Neil Bartels, welcome to being our local hero tonight.
Thank you, Walter. Thanks very much for having me along.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming in. Tell us a bit about Bush Kids.
Well, next year marks our 80th year, but the big thing is that for the last 80 years we've been serving rural and remote kids throughout Queensland up to the age of 12 or 13, and in the last decade or two that service has gone out to the bush, and we're scattered right across the state from Mount Isa all the way down to Warwick, Dalby, Emerald and Bundaberg in between. So we serve those young kids through our allied health therapists.
Yeah. Mm. And it's a not-for-profit organisation, isn't it?
That's right. We provide our services free to rural children up to the age of 12. Mm-hmm. And we have to, we're an NGO, so we basically have to find our funding. We get great support from the government, from education and health, but we have to find a significant amount of money ourselves to...
NGO, non-government organisation?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Okay. But primarily providing healthcare in collaboration with other government and non-government organisations in our regional communities.
That's right.
And as you say, established in 1935, you don't look a day over 40 yourself.
Thank you very much.
And providing health services all over the place. Would there be kids listening to this program tonight who may have benefited from the program?
I'm sure there would, and there'll be plenty of adults, particularly spread out over that 8 decades. And it's not infrequent to come across people in their 70s or 80s who were advantaged by our service in the 1930s or 40s. It's very, very happy. We're very happy to see that, actually.
And we'd be happy to hear from them, too. Yeah. If you're someone who's been associated with Bush Kids in the past, let's hear from you tonight on 13 13 30. You've got 6 service centres across Queensland now, haven't you?
Yes, we're scattered from, as I said, Mount Isa in the north, down as far as the border, down to Inglewood, in fact, down in the south.
It's a nice little place, Inglewood.
It is, yeah.
I like it, yeah. Out to Warwick, the Isa, as you say, Emerald, Dalby, Bundy. And how many people working in the Bush Kids organisation?
We have about 25 to 30, depending on what's happening, but most of those people are on the ground. They're occupational therapists, speech pathologists, psychologists and family support workers. So we're a nice low structure. All of our money goes, or most of our money actually goes into our service provision right at the coalface, effectively.
And what's the aim now? What's the model behind Bush Kids?
Well, what we're looking at is rolling out a community model. We're looking at trying to incorporate things like fetal alcohol spectrum disorder so we can start educating mothers, particularly about the problems associated with alcohol. For the last few decades, we've been particularly interested in picking up kids with speech pathology issues and psychological issues, but we're now starting to see a lot of fetal alcohol syndrome. So we're starting to try and go back to the source of that and prevent people from drinking in the first instance.
All right, so that's women who've been drinking
during pregnancy.
During in utero, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. That's terrible. Okay, not a good thing. We've got to try and dissuade that wherever possible. So what are the guiding principles of Bush Kids?
Well, it's mainly early intervention. It's picking up kids at that young age, certainly up till 12 or 13, but predominantly up to 7, because we know that's when, and there's really good evidence to show that if you get your kids at that age and start making the diagnosis, getting the treatment plan in place, that you can make a significant difference further down the track, as most of us know intuitively, but there's good evidence to show that as well.
And Bush Kids seems to work on several different levels, doesn't it? You've got your speech-language pathologists.
Yep.
Occupational therapist, psychologist, and your family health support worker. So it all comes together, doesn't it?
It does. We work well with the local communities. We work with the local general practitioners. We work with paediatricians. We work with health and education. So we work with local hospitals as well as with the schools and direct referrals from the community as well. So people can basically refer themselves effectively.
Was the organisation always known as Bush Kids?
No, it had a very, very wordy title, the Royal Queensland Bush Children's Health Scheme, as was how it was first known.
Right.
It was started by the Governor, Sir Leslie Orme Wilson, in the mid-1930s.
Yeah, so you've just sort of tightened that up and then kept that as your subtitle.
Well, it's not so wordy. It's easier to work with, and It is. People identify with it more easily.
And if you want to find out more, you can go to bushkids.org.au. It's online there. And find out for yourself all about Bush Kids and what they do in the community. Prior to Bush Kids, what was happening in Australia?
Well, that's how the service started. There was recognised to be a need in those rural areas. So kids who lived in those areas who needed medical assistance basically had to either come to the city by train and have their treatment done, or didn't have access to those services at all. So that's where we saw the advantage if we went out there or offered the services to them. In the early days, those kids came to us and we had centres scattered all the way along the coastal areas. But as I said, in the last 20 years, we've moved back out to those areas and go to where to the coalface effectively.
And how do people in regional areas access Bush Kids?
They can, usually through their doctor. They can get referrals or through a paediatrician, or often the schools refer in many cases where there's a need. Oftentimes people don't recognise the problem. Parents who have children who may have a speech or language issue or even a psychological issue may not recognise it, but the school might, the professionals might. And so that's how we get a lot of our referrals directly from them.
All right, we'll talk some more with you in just a moment. Our local hero tonight is with Bush Kids, the Royal Queensland Bush Children's Health Scheme, online at bushkids.org.au. He is Dr. Neil Bartels. The chairman has been for the last 7 years.
Ian Skippen and Loretta Ryan.
Today on the show, we talked about Clive Palmer's offensive terms to describe Campbell Newman and his government, and we spoke to Professor Mark Locks from QUT.
4BC Breakfast.
Well, I teach my students that, you know, fascist and Nazi are two of the most misused terms in the world. Most people have no idea what it is. It's just a generic term you use to abuse people these days.
And we're back tomorrow morning from 5 with more. Talk, text or tweet. News Talk 4BC.
Hyundai's big deal event is on now, and it's going to be big. Cue the big music. There's huge savings across the range of award-winning new Hyundais. More drums! Like the tough Hyundai iX35 SUV from only $27,990. Plus, for a limited time, get a $1,000 FBOS card.
Now give me the choir!
Hyundai's big deal. See your Hyundai dealer or visit hyundai.com.au.
Now that's big.
Don't miss this rare opportunity on the Redcliffe Peninsula to secure one of the last available waterfront 2 and 3 bedroom apartments at Seaview. From as little as $399,000, large open plan designs, spacious balconies, modern Caesarstone kitchen, porcelain floor tiles, lap pool and gym. Inspect today just over the bridge at Redcliffe at 80 Hornibrook Esplanade, Clontarf, or phone Ian McLaughlin on 3284 6885.
There are two main reasons why the Care Alert Smart Dialer is Australia's fastest selling personal alert system. Number one, there are no monitoring fees ever. And number two, it has a unique waterproof pendant that is almost impossible to set off accidentally, meaning that you won't have to worry about an ambulance rolling up at your door for no reason at all. The Care Alert Smart Dialer. Help for those who live or work alone. carealert.com.au or call 1300 75 85 95.
The King of Aussie Footy? Gotta be Wally. The King of Aussie Cricket? Easy. Bradman. The King of our house? Dad reckons it's him. I reckon he's dreaming. But who is the King of Steel? Easy. Titan Garages and Sheds. Our steel is 25% thicker than our competitors. Tool sheds, carports, double garages, workshops, barns, big industrials and more.
I'm lucky. I got a Titan.
13/27/36 for the Titan Display Centre near you.
We're talking Brisbane.
The leader in news, sport and talk.
4BC.
It's 17 past nine. I'm Walter Williams, and we are talking to our local hero tonight, who is Dr. Neil Bartels. He's been the chairman for 7 years with Bush Kids, the Royal Queensland Bush Children's Health Scheme, and been on their committee for, over 20 years now?
That's right, yeah.
And just about to roll out Friends of Bush Kids.
That's right. That's our new plan for next year. We're looking at trying to improve our base within the community. And it's mainly to get feedback from the community about what areas we can strengthen up in, but also to get support in funding, because as I was saying before, we fund largely ourselves with some support of the government.
Well, it looks like we've got some Friends of Bush Kids on the phone right now. Good evening, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. You had a connection with Bush Kids back in, what, the 60s?
In the early 60s, yeah, approximately 62, I think it was. I was a six-year-old, and they didn't have enough children in the bush to put through the program. So they got three young children from Brisbane. There was myself and two other six-year-old boys, and we were all taken down to Melbourne for investigations. We all had heart problems, and the two boys were operated on. But they couldn't do anything to help me at that time, and we were all just sent back home. So it was a good experience.
Oh, fantastic, Lynn. And your condition now?
I was lucky that I was able to live until I was 18 and had surgery then. So
okay.
Going next, that's good.
So a big thank you to Bush Kids tonight.
Pardon?
You'd recommend Bush Kids to other people?
Oh, absolutely, yes, definitely.
That's great. Thanks for the call, Lynn. Going back to 1962 with that incident.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. We see that frequently. We see people coming to us from right across the whole spectrum who've had come to the city for surgery. In the earlier days, people would come to, say, Royal Brisbane, Royal Children's Hospital, have their surgery, and we look after them at Redcliffe. So there's a lot of people who went through our place at Redcliffe in the early days.
Well, let's talk to some more Bush Kids recipients. Good evening, Bob.
Oh, g'day, Walter. How are you going?
Very good, mate. Thanks for calling in. We've got Dr. Neil Bartels with us from Bush Kids tonight.
Doctor, how are you going?
Oh, very good. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for calling in.
Excellent. Thank you. I used to live in Bundaberg, right. And it was the late 70s, mid-75. Used to go to every year to Harvey Bay.
Right. Excellent.
And it was the Bush Kids that got me into my profession today as a nurse.
Excellent. How about that?
Yeah, that's a wonderful story. It's good to see that we've left some lasting influence in particular. We ran Harvey Bay for many years until about 20 years ago, and we decided to move out to the bush itself and start working directly with children. So in some ways we really miss working in those areas. But, yeah, thanks for that story.
And thank you. I actually went to Harvey Bay about 2 years ago, and now it's a backpacker.
How about that?
Yeah.
As a result of your connection with Bush Kids, you became a nurse, Bob.
I became a registered nurse, yes.
Terrific. You're still practicing today?
I'm about to do night duty as we speak.
Oh, wonderful. Can we do a shout out to the hospital?
No, it's actually aged care.
Oh, aged care. Whereabouts?
Silver Woods.
All right. Fantastic. Hello to all the residents of Silver Woods. And Bob's on his way to look after you.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Doctor.
Thanks.
See you, Doctor.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, look at that. That's a great call to you, Doc. How about that?
Very good.
From Bob. And thank you to the calls we're getting. We'd like to hear from more of you on 13 13 32 tonight. You mentioned before you're an NGO. So how do you fund Bush Kids?
Well, about half of our money comes from the government. We match that dollar for dollar, sometimes a bit more these days. We have a fairly significant staff, as I said, over 25 most of the time. They're all health professionals, so it doesn't come cheaply. So about half the money comes from the government. The other half we fund ourselves through internal sources, through wise investing, or a lot of times through our fundraising activities too. So there's a lot of generous people out there. Despite the economy being so tough, we've been quite fortunate.
Well, that's good. Excellent. And as far as Bob's concerned, the old Harvey Bay may be closed and turned to a backpackers, but you've still got that service centre at Bundaberg just north of Harvey.
That's right.
It's good to know. All right. And what are your principles of practice with Bush Kids?
Basically, it's working with early intervention, as I said. It's trying to pick up kids who are really socially disadvantaged and in many cases geographically disadvantaged because of the remoteness. So we go into areas where their services aren't well provided, like Mount Isa, where they were very thin on the ground as far as those like occupational therapy, speech and language pathology, psychology, etc.
So they're culturally sensitive as well?
Exactly. I was just about to say we work with Indigenous, non-Indigenous people, and we're making a big push in the Indigenous area. So that's something we're very proud of, our record there, and we're trying hard to improve that all the time.
Fantastic. And to access our services, we said before, get in touch with your local GP for a start, isn't it? That's probably the base plan.
Or directly with the organisation in town.
through bushkids.org.au. If you can get on board the internet as well, do that. Otherwise, you maybe go to one of the centres at Bundy, Dalby, Emerald, Mount Isa, Warwick or Inglewood, where they've got a family health support worker working there at the little tiny town of Inglewood, which is a nice spot to stop for a cuppa when you're making a long journey. And you need to take that break every 2 hours from your drive. Some wonderful services being provided by Bush Kids, and we've heard proof of that tonight on the radio from people who were beneficiaries of it. Lynn from 1962 there, and Bob's story, it inspired him to become the nurse he is today and working out at Silverwood. So, mate, you must feel pretty proud of what you've achieved with Bush Kids.
We do, yeah. And but you never sit on your laurels too long. It's always great to – there's always a challenge. We've got a very active general manager in Carlton, Maine, and Carlton keeps us on our toes. He's continually rolling out new ideas, new projects, and very dynamic. But as an organisation, it's really important to stay fresh and stay ahead of the game. And a lot of that is really to – benefit our service, the kids at the end of the service, basically.
Well, keep up the good work that you're doing with Bush Kids, and there's a reason you're our local heroes tonight. So thank you very much for coming in and having a chat with us.
Thanks, Walter.
Dr. Neil Bartels, Chairman of the Royal Queensland Bush Children's Health Scheme,